This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Wow, the entire left-wing narrative that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the election has just collapsed. The whole thing has collapsed. ABC News has issued a correction now following James Comey's testimony. CNN has issued a correction. New York Times story is totally debunked. They're going to have to issue a correction as well. Probably the Washington Post is going to have to go back and retract a bunch of their stories as well. The whole thing has fallen apart thanks to James Comey's testimony. And Comey wasn't even pro-Trump in the testimony. He was attacking Trump on a lot of points. But even he had to admit there isn't a single shred of evidence linking Trump to collusion with the Russians. Not a single shred. And there's also not a single shred of evidence that a single vote in America was somehow hacked by the Russians. In other words, the entire left-wing conspiracy theory has now collapsed. And everything that the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC, everything they've been reporting about all of this is totally fake news. We knew this day would come. We knew it would all come out. We knew that their lies were unsustainable, but we just didn't know when it would totally collapse, because they have been faking this from day one. They have been fabricating fake anonymous sources. They have been writing through the use of innuendo and false accusations and false claims from day one. They have abandoned journalism, and they have done nothing but attempt to overthrow this presidency, the Trump presidency, by any means necessary, including spreading fake news deliberately, willingly, maliciously. That's Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, has been obviously pushing this from the top. He's an ultra-liberal globalist. What's the best term? A biased left-wing operative who has been using his paper, the Washington Post, to try to overthrow Donald Trump from the very beginning. And the whole thing has now collapsed. Trump has been vindicated. He did not collude with the Russians. The Russians did not steal the election. And every media outlet that claimed that has been engaged in 100% fake news. The New York Times is fake news. And Google has been pushing all of this fake news by giving all of those publications top billing, top search engine results, top rankings in Google News and everywhere else, because Google is evil. Google is anti-America. Google hates Trump. Google hates democracy. Just like the left, Google wants to see this government overthrown and replaced by a radical left-wing totalitarian regime run by insane criminal leftists like Hillary Clinton, who will no doubt face her own criminal indictments, probably investigation already underway. I mean, James Comey even confirmed in his testimony that the FBI was running a criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, and that Loretta Lynch, head of the DOJ at the time, pressured him to not call it an investigation, instead to call it a, quote, matter, because the Hillary campaign was lying to the public and saying that, no, it's not an investigation, it's a security review. This is the nonsense that the Hillary campaign was pushing. Well, now it's all unraveling. And the good news in all of this is that the entire left-wing media is now being wildly discredited. It's becoming so apparent to more and more people, much of the country at this point, that the left-wing media fabricated their stories, fabricated their sources, and have been running fake news about this from day one. I mean, the honest truth about all of this is that Russia has been trying to overthrow America just like the left. The left has been in bed with Russia for decades because the left is leans communist. The left loved the Soviet Union all through the Reagan era. It was all left-wing senators and members of the House who were pro-Russia. They loved Russia the whole time. They hated a free enterprise. They hated capitalism. They hated conservatism. They loved socialism and communism. So they loved Russia. And if anybody was engaged in fraud for the election, it was the left. Massive, widespread voter fraud. Getting people to vote who are illegal aliens, for example. Registering illegals to vote everywhere. Multiple votes from the same person. They would bus people around from city to city or county to county to vote more than once. They've also allowed dead people to vote. And they've had voter registration drives focused on getting more illegals signed up to vote, even though they're not citizens. That's what the left has done. The left has been engaged in this massive voter fraud. They almost stole the election. And when they didn't manage to steal it, they then claimed that Trump and the Russians stole it. And now that has been exposed as totally fake news. This is all going to continue to unravel, folks. And there are some prominent Democrats who are going to go to prison. And it's about time. It is about time. The left is run like a criminal mafia regime. At the highest levels, at DNC, under Obama, there are so many traitorous anti-American criminals who worked for the Obama administration. It is just absolutely astonishing, totally shocking. And I've been saying this for a long time. Obama himself is a sleeper cell agent to destroy America. He was raised by communists. Don't you know that? His policies, you know, he's a Muslim. His policies were designed to overthrow America economically and culturally, to destroy the family, to destroy conservatism. Everything Obama did was part of a plan. And he's still trying to destroy America. He's still running that plan from his bunker, whatever it is, near the White House now, trying to pull together an army that he thinks will overthrow Washington. So stay vigilant, everybody, because even though the narrative has just collapsed about the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theory, it doesn't mean that the left has given up. Not at all. They are still planning to wage a coup. They are still planning a revolution. They are still planning to execute all white people. They are still planning to destroy our country, to take down the Constitution and nullify it. They are planning to silence anyone like me who has a voice that they don't like. They are planning mass murder, mass mayhem, racial genocide. They are openly talking about it. This is what they do now. They have become a terrorist organization, and you have to stay vigilant, all of us do, to defend this nation against the insane radical left. But today is a good day because a big part of their false narrative about Russian hacking collusion has just collapsed. And now they are running scared because the brainwashing, their hypnotic brainwashing of gullible left-wing, you know, especially young people, is now at risk because the facts contradict their false news narratives. And as soon as people figure that out and come to their senses, all credibility of the left-wing media also collapses. And that day is coming as well. So stay tuned for much more. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Support our films for humanity. Visit healthrangerstore.com. The cleanest lab-verified health products in the world.